Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you on today?
Kyra, I got a charge on my checking account for something from you for $56.95, and I have no idea what that would be.
Yes, ma'am. Let me check for you today, ma'am, to see why you was charged. What's your zip code, please?
73010.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Judith Britt, Britt.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Miss Judith, can you verify your mailing address, please?
1152 County Street, 2966, Blanchard, Oklahoma, 73010.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment to see why you're charged today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. I see here on June the 23rd, ma'am, you paid $7.95 for a sweepstakes entry to win a KitchenAid mixer. Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, that KitchenAid mixer was a free welcome gift to join you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Also, being a member, you will receive a $125 gift card through your email to purchase an online gadget store.
Okay, this was not clear to me, and I don't want this $56.95 thing. I don't want anything to do with this. I think it is a scam because I don't have any kind of ever got a mixer or anything like that. So I need you to refund this money to me somehow. This is not right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. First, what I have done, ma'am, I have canceled you, ma'am. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm all right.
He is in Charlie. 260.
260, all right.
748.
All right.
360.
360. 260, 748, 360.
Yes,
and beginning
ma'am.
With a C like a cat, right?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. And what are you going to do about refunding me the money on this $56.95?
Yes, ma'am. Since the charge was for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, ma'am, I can refund you, ma'am, for 35% refund.
No, I want my whole money back. You guys are lying to me. This was not written in anything that I saw, and I want my money back. I don't care who you talk to, but I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand the term and conditions. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm listening.
No,
No,
I paid $7.95 for something that was a scam. I don't have the $56.95. That was not clear, and I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Judith. I do understand the term conditions were made clear on the website, ma'am. As a customer courtesy on my behalf, the most I can do, ma'am, is refund you for 50% refund.
No, ma'am, that's not okay. I'm going to go all over the freaking internet with this. You guys are scamming me, and it's a lie. I want my money back. I want $56.95. You can keep the freaking $7.95. Well, I'll never see anything for. But I want my $56.95 back. If you have to talk to somebody else, talk to them. I'm waiting on the line till I get this straightened out. This is not right.
Yes, ma'am. I understand your statement, ma'am, but you had 48 hours to call and cancel due to the term conditions.
It just came on my checking account. Don't give me that crap. This just came on my checking account. The only way I saw it was that I didn't know what the money was for, and I had to call the bank and ask them, and they gave me your telephone number. I had no idea this was going on, and I'm telling you, I want my money back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. It's a customer courtesy on my behalf, ma'am. I can refund you for 50% refund.
I'm not taking 50%. That's a lie. You guys have lied to me, and it's a scam. I want my whole money back. You talk to somebody else. I don't care who you talk to. I want my money back.
We all have the same protocol in the building, ma'am. You signed up for that. You did a survey on that KitchenAid mixer, ma'am. It did state it was a sweepstakes entry, ma'am, a contest entry to win the product, ma'am. But what I can do.
Nothing about a membership anywhere. I want my whole money back.
And with that being said, ma'am, as a customer courtesy on my behalf, I can refund you for 50% refund.
Well, you talk to somebody else. I'm waiting on the line to talk to somebody else. This is not right.
I have
I'm not
my
gonna
supervisor
do this.
Already, ma'am.
All right. Let me talk to your supervisor then.
I have already consulted my supervisor, ma'am. She said that I can refund you. The most I can do is 50% refund.
I want my. Let me talk to the supervisor then.
With that being said, ma'am, we all have the same protocol in the building, ma'am. I'm more than capable of handling the call.
I didn't understand what you said.
With that being said, ma'am, Ms. Judith, we all handle the same protocol in the building. I'm more than capable of handling the call, ma'am.
You're not handling it. You don't understand. This is, you guys have lied to me. This is a gift. There was nothing on that website that said you're going to charge me $56 for a membership. Now, this is wrong. And I want my money back. That's plain and simple. I can't make it any plainer than that.
I do understand you're frustrated by the charge, ma'am. The most I can refund you for, ma'am, is 50% refund.
Okay, when are you going to give me the 50% refund?
In 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Oh, God. 3 to 5 business days. You're going to give me half of the $56.95?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you give that to me, and as soon as I get that, I am going to go all over the internet and tell people what a scam this is. But I expect my 50% back. And like I said, as soon as I get that, if you're not lying to me, I'm going to be all over the internet because you owe me $56.95. You're cheating me.
Okay. Hey, is there anything else I can say, ma'am?
Huh? There's nobody else I can talk to. Is that what you're telling me? A big company like you, there's nobody else I can talk to?
You can consult a supervisor, ma'am, you like. I could transfer you.
Transfer me to a supervisor. That's what I'm asking for. Thank you.
Give me one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Judith. I'm still here, ma'am, just waiting for the supervisor. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Judas, I'm still here, ma'am. Just waiting for my supervisor to be available, ma'am. Just give me one moment, please, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much. Hello, Ms. Judith?
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am. I have got my supervisor on the line, ma'am. I am connecting you now. I want to thank you so much for calling. Because, well, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.